My guest saw hell, yes, it's a real place, and has come back to speak about it. Next on this edition of It's Supernatural.
Centuries have come and gone, offering wisdom and understanding throughout the ages. Today, there should be nothing beyond one's power to discover. And yet the strange, unusual, and mysterious world of the supernatural defies understanding. Stay tuned for a unique and powerful investigation into a curious, undiscovered universe only on It's Supernatural.
Hello, I'm Sid Roth, your investigative reporter, and I'm here with Ricky Roberts. If you tuned in last week, Ricky was the young man that was diagnosed by the best doctors to be 3 points above moron. No hope. He was in special education. They said he couldn't cut it with children half his age. Imagine, children 8 years old. He's 16 years old, weighs 300 pounds, tries to get into those little desks. The children mock him, make fun of him. He has no hope. Doctors have written him off. And at age 16, a prophet makes a prediction over him from God. That's how you know whether a prophecy is from God or not. It comes to pass. It's that simple. And he not only gets healed, he's moved immediately into the 10th grade. They tested him. He knew trigonometry. He knew algebra. But he never was taught these things. He went on, one of the great, great miracles of this life, he went on to get 7 doctorate degrees. He has 2 PhDs. Honors, I'm not going to take the time to explain all the honors that he's received. Ricky, you have a doctorate in Greek, in Latin, in Aramaic, in Hebrew. Why did you get doctorates in, these are Bible languages, why did you do that?
To understand the Word of God in the original languages, to go as deep as I could to pull out the original thought of God Himself, who is the author of the Word of God.
Why would God choose you, someone that was almost a vegetable, and make you a scholar, winning awards just recently from Cambridge University? Why?
Because the Lord told me, He said that He chose and called a person to do all of this, and they rejected their calling, they rejected their election. And God looked for the sake of grace and said, I will choose the useless and use the useless.
When you think about the state you were in, and although your intelligence wasn't there, you still had emotions, you
yes.
still felt, you still hurt.
Yes.
Do you remember the kids calling you names?
I sure do. You know, the Lord allowed all that to be embedded into my very spirit. You know, 10 years ago, I couldn't even talk about this without crying and just bawling. And every once in a great while, the Lord will let a smell, He will let a taste remind me and bring me back to that, so that I will always be humble and know that what God has given me is not of my own, it's His.
Now, Ricky, there are gifts from God that are given to humans.
Yes.
There are gifts of healings,
yes.
gifts of miracles, mm-hmm. gifts of faith, mm-hmm. gifts of words of knowledge, gifts of words of wisdom, gifts of prophecy. You move in all of these gifts.
Yes, I do.
I'll tell you the one that intrigues me the most and concerns me the most, I'll be real candid with you. It's called prophecy. Mm-hmm. And the reason it intrigues me the most, it's a word from God.
That's right.
Who would not want to hear a word from God? Mm-hmm. But a lot of prophecies are very non-profit,
they're
very
not.
Unprofitable because they're not from God. Have you given words to people that you know have come true?
As far as we know, we have over 300 fulfilled prophecies that have been confirmed in less than 2 years.
You told me before we went on the air that God spoke to you mm-hmm. and told you about certain things that were going to happen on this program. Would you speak to the
yes.
camera and tell and speak
yes.
this out now?
I sure will. There is a mother. She has a retarded, disabled child. 2 months ago, the Lord spoke to you and said this, I, saith the Lord God, will heal your child within 3 years. The Lord is telling me right now for you to accept that word. He has confirmed it. Now stand on it, because within 6 months, you will see the beginning of this take place.
And you know what I'm reminded of, Ricky, is your own mother.
Yes.
Your mother was given a word that you were healed,
yes.
But she had to do something.
Yes.
She had to go to the principal and say, mm-hmm. move my son, who you want to kick out of special education, mm-hmm. to the 10th grade.
And
if she hadn't done that, mm-hmm. and exercised mm-hmm. her faith, I'm wondering whether you'd be sitting here right now.
I wouldn't. Because prophecy works both ways. It's God's part and man's part. You have to fulfill both. What I like to say is you have to reach up to God while He's reaching down to you.
Now, we're going to talk in a moment about your experience in hell.
Yes.
But you had another experience,
yes.
that I like even better.
I do too.
In heaven.
I like.
So it's a little preview. It's a preview.
Yes.
You saw in heaven body parts.
Yes, I did.
Explain that to me.
Well, can I go back just a little bit? I went on a 22-day fast. For 8 days, I was shown the demonic. The last day, I was shown the heavenly. All of a sudden, there was a chariot in my room, and there was an angel. This angel said, come. I went up into the spirit realm. I continued for several seconds, not minutes, but seconds. I beheld the very heaven of God, the very heaven of heavens, if you will. It was surrounded with the glory of God, with the very presence of God. I entered in to the very throne room of God. There were angels, thousands of millions of angels, and they were saying, holy, holy, holy. And it was like choirs of the greatest music that you can't even explain.
Were you in your body? Was it a vision?
It was a vision. It was a vision. And during this time, to the right, I was shown the gifts of the Spirit. I was shown rewards and blessings for all of God's people if they will just come and receive them. To the left, I saw the body parts. The body parts, what that literally means is for every sickness we have, God's got a remedy.
You mean basically if we can believe,
yes.
That hip that someone needs will,
yes.
come from the invisible world,
yes.
into the visible world,
yes.
I'm believing this is going to happen.
Amen.
During this show.
Amen.
Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello, YouTube. Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
Hello, I'm Sid Roth, your investigative reporter, here with Ricky Roberts. And Ricky is a walking miracle. If he never does another thing, he's a walking miracle. But I am intrigued. He went on a long fast, and he had a vision. And in the vision, he saw hell, and he saw heaven. And he saw some things in heaven that are going to change your life. But before we find out about the reality, and it's the reality of this invisible world from someone that had a visitation, literally, as you said, there was like a chariot.
Yes.
Did you go in the chariot?
Yes, I did.
And what was that fun?
Yes. And what's so fascinating is, to my left, the angel of the Lord said that since I was 14 years old, I have been placed to protect you, or to protect me. This is the protective angel over my life.
And what did he look like?
No wings, around 6 feet, had white clothes or white garment. Beautiful.
Have you seen him more than once?
Yes, I have, several times.
It's pretty comforting.
Yes, it is. He's here right now.
Really?
Yes, he is.
Do you believe everyone has at least one angel?
Yes, I do.
Protecting them?
Yes,
even
I do.
People that don't know the Lord?
Yes, I do. The early church, for example, they taught that there could be 2, 5, 10, 100? How many you need?
I'll take them all.
That's right.
Well, Ricky, let's go back to the experience with the demonic and with hell.
Okay.
Tell me about that.
For 7 days, God allowed the demonic or demons to literally enter into my room. It was so intense that literally the stench of hell was present in my room.
You're telling me you could smell this?
Yes, I could. That was a physical manifestation.
Out of curiosity, can you still smell this if there's demonic activity involved?
Yes. And the reason why God did this is to teach me the different spirits. For example, I can go to a person and pray for them, and God will show me the spirit that is controlling that person's life or attacking that person's life. And I had not this ability before the fast.
Well, tell me more about what you observed.
I saw demons, for example, of demons that look like dragons. These demons are the demons of counterfeit gifts, counterfeit revivals. They will always rise up to try to destroy a genuine movement of God.
Now, did you actually see hell?
Yes, I did.
Tell me about that.
The Lord Jesus came into my room. And he said, come. And I descended and descended and descended.
When you went to heaven, you went up.
Yes.
When you went to hell, you went down.
Okay. Yes. I descended, but thank the Lord, there was a shield around me. And it looked like plexiglass, and in the middle of it was the glory of God. And as I descended, I began to see the demonic or the demons all over hell. They were screaming in agony. The Lord showed me the different compartments of hell. What was so glorious was that in paradise, for example, that's where all the Old Testament saints except Enoch and Elijah were before Jesus came. Well, it was empty, and a cross was in the midst. A cross. I went to the bottomless pit.
Well, weren't you afraid? I mean, even though you had the protective shield, weren't you a little bit afraid?
Yes, I would. But Jesus was there.
Okay.
And what he told me, he said, what I'm showing you is the demonic are nothing compared to the power of the blood.
You believe that?
Yes, I do. I've seen it work.
What happens when you say out loud the blood of Jesus in the spirit realm? What occurs?
The demons run with fury away from it. Satan, I have literally seen Satan himself bow before the power of the blood.
Just saying the blood?
Yes. In any language.
Tell me what else you observed. Did you see any people? Did you hear any people in hell?
I heard these agonies and the pains of persons in hell.
What does the Bible say about the torment?
It's agony. There's no description. There's absolute no description that can really describe the agony of hell.
So, in other words, the torment doesn't stop at a certain
point. No, it
doesn't. It just keeps going.
It just keeps on going. What was so amazing is as the Lord was carrying me, I saw three thrones. The throne of Satan, the throne of Antichrist, and the throne of the false prophet. Everyone was empty. Then he carried me to the lake of fire, and he showed me that was empty. What was amazing about it is the Lord Jesus took his hand and dipped his hand into the lake of fire, and it did no harm. And the Lord said, hold out your hand. And I held out my hand, and he poured it upon my hand. And the Lord said, I'm showing you my protection is even stronger than the lake of fire.
Now tell me who the lake of fire is prepared for.
For all the rebels, all those who reject Jesus Christ. Demons, Satan, and all those who rebel against Christ.
Okay, that's the bad news. There's some good news. The good news is that chariot that went to heaven. Remember, we left off about the body parts. That intrigues me because I know they're out there, and I know that these body parts can just come. Ricky, just from the invisible world into the visible. Tell me what body parts you saw.
I saw heads, arms, fingers, legs. I saw hearts, lungs, You know, my dad had a translation or a rapture, and literally in this, he saw, and that was out of the body, he literally saw people's heads being cut off and put back on. He literally saw that. He literally saw God working that.
If this doesn't stretch your faith, nothing will. But I want some of those invisible body parts to become visible.
Yes,
how about
Jesus.
You? Don't go away. We'll be right back. Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter. Before we go back to Ricky Roberts, and I know you're on the edge of your seat, I want to go to Janie in the control room. Janie, I'll tell you what intrigues me so much is when Ricky went to heaven, he saw all these body parts waiting to come in. I mean, people without fingers are going to get their fingers. People without hips are going to get their hips. People without eyes are going to get their eyes. Do you believe that?
I absolutely believe it, and I've heard of other people who've had the same types of visions of seeing heaven with those body parts. And the more we hear of creative miracles more and more these days, and Ricky himself has seen over 2,000 people healed.
Well, we're going to ask him about that, but who's up next week?
Bob and Joan Nast. And Joan Nast had something very interesting happen to her. She went to a meeting and people were praying there, but there happened to be witches there. 1 week later, she went home and she had a very big lump in her breast. When she had a mammogram done, there at this meeting, though, they found out that they were witches. But when she had a mammogram done, an incredible picture came on the mammogram. I haven't shown you the picture yet, and we're going to see it next week. But when you look at the mammogram, it looks exactly like a witch.
I'll tell you, I've been waiting to see that picture.
Not letting you see it.
That's okay. I can wait. Now, Ricky, even with malignant tumors, what happens with the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus,
they
when
disappear.
It's spoken over that?
They disappear instantaneous.
Tell me about some miracles you have observed mm-hmm. with your own eye when you've prayed for people.
We've had AIDS healed. A woman who had AIDS was instantaneously healed.
How do you know she was healed?
The doctors have confirmed that she has been healed.
You don't like to talk about healings until you get medical verification,
yes,
do you?
Yes. I believe that God's work can be tested. And it goes back to my healing, that God's work was tested in my life.
Tell me some more.
One of the greatest that I've ever seen in my life is a woman had 30 tumors all over her body, and I was praying for one disappeared, and then my mom
What size were these tumors?
Golf ball up to some as baseballs.
Now, the one you saw that you were praying for, did you see it disappear
while you
were
watching? Yes,
that, I did. That's got to be a wonderful.
It is. It is. It's amazing. But, you know, they were saying that she had more, and I said, well, wait a minute, in the spirit, I don't see this. And I said, lady, do you have any tumors? She began to, I thought she was going to take off her clothes. Everyone disappeared. Mm. We've had bags instantaneously healed. Eyes instantaneously healed. We've had deafness instantaneously healed.
Is there any, and let me put the
diabetes
question differently.
Diabetes as well.
What?
Diabetes as
Why
well.
Why isn't everyone healed?
Good question. I like to look at healing as a covenant. There's a time to be healed. There's a place to be healed. It has to be your faith. It's got to be God's timing.
Right now, mm-hmm. do you have a word from God for someone?
Yes, I do. I have several words for people. I see that some are blind. Matter of fact, there is one man, very peculiar. He has a cane, and he has a silver cane, and written on it is the Shema. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And God is saying if he will stand upon his word, his blindness will be completely healed instantaneously.
How does he stand on his word?
What do you mean by that? Just get the Bible and stand on it?
No, just believe it. Just believe that Jesus is the Messiah. Just believe that the blood is sufficient.
You can do that. Just believe. Ricky, is God telling you anything else about people?
Yes. There is also a woman that is trying right now to commit suicide. God is ceasing that right now. God is literally stopping that. You don't need suicide, you need Jesus. And I see the hand of God coming right now and stopping that. There is another man right there. There's a man that has been attacked brutally, attacked terribly by witches and witchcraft. God is breaking every bondage right now. Every bondage. And
are you afraid of witchcraft?
No, I'm not.
What, do witches come to your meetings?
Yes, they do. They get saved.
The witches get saved?
Yes, they do. And Muslims, are they're healed. And sinners are healed.
Tell me about one Muslim or one witch that got saved.
Okay. The main witch in Fernandina, actually he was a warlock. He came to our meeting. And
this is Florida.
Florida. He tried to interfere with the meeting, but God stopped him. He saw that. See, when you deal with witches and warlocks and occultists and things like that, you can't read them the Word of God because they don't believe in the Word of God. You have to show them the power of God. And what convinced this warlock was the power of God. Just by me blowing on people or pointing my finger at them, they were being healed and falling and just being overwhelmed by the power of God.
Why did you blow on them?
Because that symbolizes the power of God, the blessing of God, the anointing of God. And the Lord told me that as well.
Tell me, describe again to me what you saw in the body parts room in heaven.
Every body part imagine, heads, arms, eyes, ears, lips.
So if there's anyone that needs a body part right now, you're telling me,
yes.
And I keep hearing over and over again, there's someone whose hip is being restored.
Amen.
You have a brand new hip.
Amen.
Do you know anything else about people right now?
Yes, right now, there are legs right now being straightened. There are, I just see a kidney right now being restored. Actually, this is a creative miracle. Somebody is on dialysis, and God right now is just completely healing and completely giving a brand new kidney.
What do you need? See, the truth of the matter is, 2,000 years ago, Jesus died for every one of your pains, every one of your diseases. You've read this in the Hebrew in Isaiah 53. Did he die for illnesses and diseases?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Anything else, Ricky?
Yes, one more. There is a person that is crying out to God for a healing of the heart. The heart, you can't go any longer because the heart is giving out. But right now, I command that you receive a new heart in the name of Jesus.
All things are yours right now.
Yes, Jesus.
Backs, because that same 53rd chapter of Isaiah said he not only bore our diseases and our illnesses and our pains, but he bore our sins. And when you deal with sin, you get rid of the things separating you from God. And it's the blood of Jesus that washes away your sins. And if you will repent of your sin and believe that that blood has washed away your sins, then you, according to the Word of God, are righteous, holy. Your mind may not think it, but you are. And say, I make Jesus my Lord and my Savior. Come and live inside of me. Be real. I don't want to just know about you. I want to know you. I know there's something more to life. I know there's a purpose for my life. I know there's something more than work, eat, sleep, and go to bed. There's got to be something more. And I'm telling you, there is something more. The same God that healed Ricky.
Amen.
He loves you just as much. You may not have heard this before, but God really does care about you. You are really loved by God. He wants to put his arms around you right now. Just open yourself up to him. Right now, you and God, thank you. Thank you for what you tell me, oh God.